I know who I know I am. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I know who I know I am. I will say that once again. I know who I know I am. I am the ideal of myself. Why am I the ideal of myself? Why am I the perfect expression of the ideal being? Because I love myself. And I say to myself every moment of my life, I like me. I like me. I like me. I love me. I love me. I love me. Yes, I say I like me. I say I love me. Now, is there any reason I shouldn't do that? There is every reason in the world why I should do that. When I speak to any object, I say, that is a lovely stove, that's a fine table, that's a beautiful house. And I speak to my dog, and I say, you are a good dog. You are a beautiful dog. And when I just ooze out these lovely thoughts to my dog, he wags his tail and he says, I understand you. I believe you. I understand you. And he just is so happy. He just exudes that happiness into everything that I am. Now, if a dog can do that with my telling him that I love him, if an animal can do that, if I can look at a house and say, I love that house, really a house, and I say, I love that house has a way of shining back at me all of its lovely aspects, its lovely design, its lovely appearance, its lovely form, its lovely purpose, its loveliness. Now, it may have some areas where it's not so lovely, but that's not where I'm thinking about. If I love something, I love it because I love it, not because I don't love it. That's rather obvious, isn't it? I love something because I love it, not because I don't love it. I have the privilege of knowing who I am. I have the privilege of living in my ideal self. I have the privilege of selecting out of my world all that is good and beautiful, and I have the privilege of selecting it and living in that awareness as my dog lives in the awareness of my love and wags his tail. So I live in the awareness that I live in a good body, that I like me, that I think that all is beautiful in this world. I think that all is lovely in this world. I think that all is great. I look at the house and I say, what a lovely house. What a beautiful house. I come in from camping. I'm camping out in the forest. I'm out with friends. And all of a sudden it starts to rain. And I see a lean-to, or I see a tree that is shading the ground from all the rain. And I go under the tree, and I am out of the rain. And I say, what a lovely tree. What a beautiful tree. I see the good in that tree. Now, there may be a bunch of bad branches in the tree that are falling down. There may be whatever there may be. But for me, I look at the good in that tree, and that tree is good for me. I look at the good in me, and I am good for me. I am my ideal self. I am the ideal of myself. What is that ideal of myself? That ideal of that myself is how I was created. Now, how was I created? How was I created? I am a perfect atom as a perfect body eternally. Now, every atom in the universe is perfect, and it is gathered together to create itself into a body or into an object of any kind or the wind, or the sun, or the stars. And as it is gathered together to create itself into that, it is an ideal thought manifesting itself as an ideal idea. I am the ideal idea of myself. And as the ideal idea of myself, as long as I can think about, this is a lovely tree to get in and under, out from under the rain, or this is a house, as shackled as it may be, the roof is good, and I get out of the rain. It has its purpose for me. It has its joy for me. It has its life for me. It has its goodness for me. I know who I am. I am the ideal of myself. I am a perfect atom, and as a perfect body, this perfect atom, all these atoms that form my body are perfect. All these atoms that go to make up my eye, ear, nose, and throat, and the rest of me are perfect. They are ideal atoms. And as I appreciate them always as being ideal atoms, then for me they are ideal atoms. Just like my dog, when I say, you're wonderful, and I feel so giggly and good inside of me, he feels that goodness inside of him, and he wags his tail, and he is so happy. And he comes back for more, and he wants more, being told that I love him. Our body wants more of being told that we love it, because when our body operates on the love concept, when our body operates on the love concept that it is an ideal, it is an ideal body, it is made up of ideal atoms, it is made up of ideal ideas, ideal concepts of purpose and whatever we place for it, it is that. We have the privilege of knowing every moment of our life that every atom in our body is ideal. It's perfect. Now, our thoughts cause these atoms to form the body that we have in the way that we have it. And so when we look at our body and we think of our body as being whatever we think of it as being, then so it is. So when I look at my body and I say, my body is whole and perfect, then my body feels whole and perfect. When I look at my body and I say, my body is an ideal body, my eyes are ideal, they're beautiful, if you will, 20/20 eyes, or they're beautiful eyes. I see everything glorious and wonderful, and then my eyes remain beautiful for me. My ears, I hear all the sounds of the world, the sounds of the universe that I have created, and they are perfect, and they are glorious, and they are good, and I say that. And the atoms in my body, which are perfect, they express themselves as that perfection in my body, in my ears. And my ears hear beautifully. My eyes see beautifully. My mouth tastes beautifully. The words of my mouth and the words of my heart are all perfect words. They're atoms too. Oh yes, they're atoms, glorious atoms. And they resound in my universe with the thought of who I am. I know who I am. I know who I am. I am who I am. I am the perfect atoms expressing in a perfect body, expressing in a perfect mind, expressing in a perfect world, expressing for me right now, by my choice, every moment of my life. I am who I know I am, and I know that I am good and very good. Is this your concept of yourself too? I kind of think it is. If I could say to my dog, I love you, and have him be so happy, we can say to ourselves, I love me, and be so happy. I love you. I love you. I love you.